She's been covering the Manning trial for the New York Times. Charlie, 35-year sentence, 7 years perhaps before he gets a chance to be paroled. Is that considered a tough outcome?
It is a tough outcome. It is the longest by far sentence ever handed down in the United States in a case involving the leak of government secrets to the news media to be reported to the public.
So we're also talking about a reduction in rank as well as a dishonorable discharge. Does that add to the sting as well?
Well, I think being reduced to the lowest rank of private and a dishonorable discharge, it was expected and is sort of a minor thing. It's the 35-year prison sentence that's the important factor, a staggering amount of time compared to other sentences that have been handed down to convicted leakers.
What comparable sentences can you draw the link to here?
Well, you have to remember that there have been very few convictions of people for leaking information for public consumption at all in this country. The first time that happened was in 1985 or 84, where a former Navy analyst was sentenced to 2 years. And it was so rare that President Clinton later pardoned him because it was sort of unfair that this one guy had been convicted for something that happens all the time. Under this administration, of course, that we've seen, as has been well documented, a flurry, a crackdown on leaking. There have been a few cases. One resulted in a sentence of 1 year probation and community service. One resulted in 20 months in prison. One resulted in 30 months in prison. And so 35 years is a categorical difference.